Welcome to The Sunday Soother, a podcast, newsletter, and community about authentic living and compassionate personal development. I'm your host, Catherine Andrews, a life coach, online teacher, and writer focused on self-reflection, mindfulness, and how to create meaning in our everyday lives in practical ways. Join me weekly for conversations about personal growth, spirituality, self-discovery, and self-care, and how we can navigate this messy world with hope and humanity. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday Soother podcast. I'm Catherine Andrews, your host, a life coach, spiritual mentor, person, human, you know, whatever disclaimers, titles we want to give ourselves these weeks. So I'm here today with a, I think, short and sweet episode on intention setting and its importance. And I think this is a topic that you all totally get and understand, and you want more intention in your life. But I really kind of want to drive it home with this metaphor that came out of a client coaching session a couple of weeks ago that I think is fun and helpful and will help you start to get total clarity on your intentions and understand why they're so important. Before I do that, the founding members sale of the Sunday Soother membership is over, but the membership goes on like my heart goes on. What is the Titanic song? I can't remember. You can always join the membership at any time. You can join at the $11 a month tier, which will get you near weekly tarot circles and intention setting circles. You can join at the $22 a month a tier level, which gets you the tarot stuff, but also a monthly new moon journal circle, which is happening this month on April 20th at 8 p.m. And you can join at the $44 a month level, which gets you all that good stuff I just said. And in April, on April 13th, we are doing a live masterclass on the highly sensitive person's nervous system. So you can sign up at any level and then cancel at any time. So say you signed up tomorrow, you would have access for 30 days from the day you signed up, and then you could cancel. So even if you like signed up, were in there for one day, canceled, you would still have 30 days access to the materials that are in there. So it's a great option if you don't want to sign up for the annual amount for the membership, but you just want to drop in and out for particular things that you like 1 month's new moon journal circle or 1 month's workshop or masterclass. So the link to that is in the bio, and not in the bio, in the show notes. I'm mixing up my platforms. It's Monday, and like I am going back a little bit on self-care. Like over the weekend, I ate a lot of sugar, which I have been really not doing for a while. And then when you have a lot of sugar, it's just like, whoa, this really affects my sleep. Maybe you saw me on Instagram talk about this book that I am rereading, actually, Astrology for the Soul by Jan Spiller. And she's talking about the North Nodes in astrology, which I'll have to do a whole podcast on at some point, because I think North Node astrology is like the best part of astrology for me. It's been the most insightful self-awareness aspect of astrology. And North Nodes aren't planets. So if you follow any of astrology, you may understand that like your sun is in a particular sign, or you may even know that your moon or your Venus are in particular signs and in particular houses. The North Nodes aren't planets. As far as I understand, they're sort of points on your birth chart, points on the horizon on the day you're born. And your North Node is kind of your dharma to embody in this life, and you're moving away from your south node point, which you've had many past lifetimes and many experiences in. And I'm a Virgo north node, and in her book, she was just reading me to filth. The Virgo north nodes, she was like, these people are more sensitive to food and alcohol than anybody else in the entire world. They cannot have sugar. They cannot have drugs. They cannot have alcohol. They need to review their diets and make sure that like no foods are having an effect on their moods or their mental health. And I was like, she knows. And I had a lot of sugar yesterday. I'd made a batch of cookies from Smitten Kitchen Keeper's cookbook, and I had like three of them, and it totally disrupted my sleep. And I just don't know if I'm getting to the age or part in my life where like even sugar disrupts my sleep. I understand caffeine. I understand alcohol. And here we go with sugar. So I'm a little tired today because of my sugar binge and not sleeping so well tonight. So we're going to do our best to make this episode coherent, however. So anyways, getting back to my original point, which was talking about the clarity of intentions, I wanted to use this metaphor because I was talking with a client a couple of weeks ago, and I honestly cannot remember exactly what we were talking about, but I am pretty sure we were talking about getting a new job. And she's just like, I just want a new job, just like any new job. And I'm like, you definitely do not. Like, you have to get incredibly clear about the kind of job you want. And as I often do in my coaching sessions, I think that I have a talent for creating analogies and metaphors that help concepts really land. And I was like, think about it like this. What if you told your friends to just throw you a surprise birthday party? And that was it. And then you showed up and the party was like awful. Say in your head, you had imagined the surprise birthday party would have 50 people and a huge ice cream cake. And it would have a keg of beer outside and a specific playlist. And that's what you really wanted. But what they threw you was like this party where there was like just a dip of tray and vegetables and like four people were there. You have to really get clear with specificity about your intentions, because we can tell anybody, throw me a party. And there are 1 million different ways to interpret a party, right? And you would be disappointed if you told your friends to throw you a certain kind of party and or just to throw you a party generally, and they threw you a party. You know, they did the thing, the general thing, but it was like not at all the kind of party that you would enjoy, right? Some people really enjoy elegant cocktail parties where everybody is dressed in a certain style and there's a signature cocktail and there's jazz music playing and it ends by 10 p.m. And some people would really enjoy a rager of a party where there are keggers. Keggers? What are keggers? I haven't had a beer from a keg in like 15 years. Where there are kegs and you're staying up till 2 a.m. and there's loud music and there's, you know, dozens of, if not hundreds of people milling around, right? And so both of those things are a party, right? But they're wildly different. And what differentiates those two kinds of parties are clarity around the kind of party you want. So you have to get really clear with your intentions. This is why clarity is incredibly important in your intentions when you're working with the universe to manifest. The universe, so I think one thing I really enjoy talking about is like thinking about the universe as a person and being like, the person works this way. So back in February, I wrote about how the universe loves a creative bitch, or I spoke about that. And this time I'm talking about like the universe loves specificity. The more specific, the better. And I think a lot of us go into intention setting and manifesting just being like, well, if I get like any new job, that's totally fine. We think we're being demanding if we're being specific, or we think we're being far-fetched if we're being specific. But the universe is like, oh, good. Like, I know exactly what they want. Like, this gives me so much clarity. Of course, you always kind of like, where the specificity disappears is in the how and in the timeline. That's what the universe is in charge of. But you get to be incredibly specific in your intentions. You get to be incredibly clear. And it's not being demanding. It's just knowing exactly what you want, right? And so I know that clarity of intentions is difficult for many of us to discover, because we may be setting our intentions from not knowing ourselves or what we really want. We may be setting our intentions from what we think other people want for us. We may be setting intentions from ego or conditioning. And so in today's podcast, what I just really want to do is encourage you to think about you're asking the universe to throw you a party. And the party is a metaphor, but the party could be a new job, a relationship, a business, a vacation, right? And getting incredibly clear on exactly what that looks like. So for me, I've talked about how I'm manifesting a trip to Italy. And I've gotten so specific with how I want this trip to be. And I want to be primarily in Tuscany and Florence, though would be super happy to spend some time in Rome as well. I want it to feel luxurious. I don't want to be at hostels. My body and my age are past the time when I can handle that. I want it to be, hopefully, though I do have to release the timeline some, in fall of 2023. I want it to be food focused, but also to have lots of free time for walking and hiking and being in the nature. I want to learn some stuff. So maybe like taking some educational classes, maybe a cooking class or a wine class or something like that. I would love to go on one of those like food tours, like hire a food guide to walk you through Florence. And so you're going through the Florence market and then they're taking to a particular restaurant or here or there. I would also would love to go on a walking tour, like a walking tour of some parts of Rome. I love experiences that are curated by others. Like, I don't love having to put together the itinerary myself. It can stress me out and I get super easily overwhelmed. But if somebody else has expertise and knows how to curate this, or, you know, if they're a walking food tour person or a historical tour walking person, like, I love, you know, hiring those sorts of people or signing up for their courses or programs and doing that. And so like, and I'm getting specific about like the budget, the kind of amount of money that I might have to spend, even though I also would love this to be all expenses paid. I'm also like being like, okay, well, if I were to pay for it, how much could I afford? What kind of like budget do I have? How long do I want to be there for? Right. And so like my version of what it's going to look like for my trip to Italy is going to be different from anybody else who's going to go on a trip to Italy. Even though we're going in the same destination, in the same country, and might have some of the same inklings of some of the activities, there's going to be differences in the specificity and in the clarity of what it looks like for each of us. Okay. And so this is what I want to encourage you today, is to get incredibly clear. Think about something that you're desiring. Maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's a partnership. Maybe it's a friendship. Maybe it's an aspect of your business. Maybe it's a new home that you're hoping to be able to move into. It could be really anything. But I want you to really think about it from these angles. And I'm going to give you some journal prompts and questions that you can use to clarify your intentions. First, I just want you kind of have to let go of reality around some of these. I think we try to manifest from like, well, what's possible. We're like, oh, well, I know I could get a one bedroom apartment that's 500 square feet. So I guess that's what I'll be looking for. But what if like what you really, really, really want is like a 1500 square foot bedroom with three bedrooms, you know, and a balcony, just because that's just like exactly what you want, right? And you know that in your heart. So the first question is, if I were the only person on earth and it just didn't matter what anybody else thought or what was possible, what would I desire? The second question, if I wasn't scared, if it all 100% was going to work out, if there was no fear involved in this, what would I want? The third question, if I wasn't worried about being judged as selfish, what would I list out in my desires and my specificities? The next question, and I think almost the most important one, how do I want to feel in this intention, right? Whether it be a trip or a job, like your feelings are so important. I might even get super clear and list out 5 to 10 feelings. And then I really just don't think you can go wrong with the basic journalism prompts. I went to journalism school. I got my master's in journalism, and I certainly haven't used journalism in a long time, but I'm pretty sure from what I remember from high school journalism class is the who, what, when, where, why, and maybe you can leave out the how because the universe takes care of the how, but who, what, when, where, and why? Like, who is involved in this intention? Like, are you moving into a new apartment with your best friend or a cool person you find off Craigslist or a romantic partner? Are you living alone? Are you seeing yourself living in the apartment alone, but with two dogs and a cat, right? Like, who is there? And then, of course, what? Like, and to continue to use the apartment or home metaphor, like how many square feet is it? How many bedrooms? What kind of light does it have? What kind of appliances, right? When, and I will caution saying the timeline is a little bit out of our control, but it doesn't hurt to have a sense of when you would like this to happen. And then just be patient when it definitely unfolds in divine timing, as it inevitably will. Like I'm saying right now, in my head, I'm thinking the trip to Italy, it would make sense for my schedule if it were in the fall, probably October. So October is one of my favorite seasons. It's not too touristy in the fall, I hope. I have a couple of things in August and September that would prevent me from going. So, you know, October in Tuscany doesn't sound too bad, right? And I'm also open to it being at a different time. Where, right? Like, again, you know, the where can be a little abstract. Say you're thinking, getting clear on your intentions for a new job. You may not know exactly where, but you may know like what town or what part of town, or if it's remote, or if it's a hybrid, or if it's in an office, right? Where? And then why? Like, why do you want these things? Why do you want this thing that you're setting your intentions for? And it is totally fine to just say, like, I want it because I want it. I want it because it's simply what I desire. But I do find when you can get incredibly specific about your why, that allows you to tap into some of these other things, some of the clarity around exactly what you want, why you want it, getting closer to the feelings that will give you. For me, you know, why I went a trip to Italy is I haven't traveled internationally in so long, you guys, and I really miss it. I've never been like a huge traveler, like just popping off to wherever multiple times a year. But I used to really like to take one or two international trips a year before COVID. I was lucky enough to be able to afford that. And Italy, you know, so just going on a trip, getting out of the DC and Virginia area where I've essentially spent, you know, the last 3 or 4 years. And we've gone other places here and there, but I haven't gone outside the country since I think like 2019, probably, if that, maybe even before that. So I want some new stimulation, right? I want, like, Italy just gives me a sense of like romanticism. There's something about the architecture, the food. I mean, it's so like basic white girl cliche, but like, it just really is that country for me. And there's really a sense of peace and beauty and harmony for me when I'm in that, when I'm in Italy. And I have a lot of attachment and ties to Italy. I minored in Italian. I lived there for a year after college. I went back many times in my 20s and 30s. And it's just, I haven't gotten a chance to go back in, I think, a decade at this point. And I miss it. And I want to relax. I haven't taken a proper vacation in such a long time. I mean, you're starting your business in the first 3 years, like I've taken little, you know, days off here and there, weekends off here and there. One time I took a week off, but I haven't taken much longer than that. And I'm really ready for like a lean back, relaxed, luxurious vacation. And where better to do that in Italy? The food is a big why for me. I mean, it's incredible. It just is. It's some of my favorite food is pasta. And you can't find a better place for pasta than in Italy. And just like, I don't know, the shopping, the gelato, the, you know, it's just kind of the sense it gives me. And for me, I would say it makes me feel like grounded, but expansive, you know, connected and hopeful, inspired. There's a sense of just being in a very like magical, you know, space for me when I'm in Italy. So those are some of the specificities around like my Italy trip, right? And so I encourage you to come up with the same thing around whatever is feeling like something you want to call into your life right now. And I'll reread these questions. So if I were the only person on earth, what would I desire? Like, what would my intention involve, right? What would my manifestation involve? If I wasn't scared, what would I want? If I wasn't worried about being judged as selfish, or we can also put in like unrealistic. Oh man, like you should absolutely set intentions from an unrealistic place because that's the best way to get specific. So if I wasn't worried about being judged as selfish or unrealistic, what would I list out in my intentions or desires? How do you want to feel? And then the journalism prompts, who, what, when, where, how, why? And I'll leave you with this. I don't think, you know, the universe 100% does the how, so you do not have to worry about how the how comes about. But it can be fun if you can do it with a little bit of light energy to brainstorm 10 ways your thing could happen, because it starts to show you the possibilities and it helps to open your subconscious a little bit to see lots of different ways in which this could unfold. And so for me, when I think about manifesting a trip to Italy, I mean, the first and foremost way is like, I just pay for it and I book the tickets and like, I schedule the agenda, right? But I could, I don't know, you know, maybe I unexpectedly come into an extra 5 to 10K, whether it's through work or another avenue that I hadn't expected in my revenue this year. And I just put that through to Italy. Maybe somebody invites me to go speak at their workshop or retreat or event or conference in Italy. And I am, you know, my hotel and my flights are paid for. Maybe I go look in my like mileage accounts for, I'm not like an airline miles guru, but I do have airline miles somewhere. I haven't looked at them in a while. And maybe I have just enough to cover the flights to Italy and a rental car or something like that. Maybe I host my own retreat there, right? That could happen. That could be fun. And so that's just like starting to think about like all the ways in which this thing that, you know, I'm desiring and maybe feels a little far away, all the ways in which it could actually happen. And it starts to become a little bit more real. So I hope that you enjoyed this metaphor about how to throw a party with the universe. Like, do you want a rager or do you want a cocktail party? Or what is your version of your party, right? Like, and hopefully that metaphor helps you understand why it's so important to get incredibly specific with your intentions, to get that clarity, to not be afraid to be specific. It's not demanding. It's not unrealistic. It's just what's true on your heart. And you deserve to speak that out loud and name it and then see what magic unfolds from there. So I hope that was helpful. I hope to see you inside the Sunday Soother membership, whether it's a tarot reading or a new moon journal circle or an upcoming workshop. And I'd love to hear any of your thoughts on this podcast. You can always DM me on Instagram at Catherine Andrews or email me Catherine@CatherineDAndrews.com. And I hope you have the best week ahead. That's it for this week's Sunday Soother. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a moment, go on over to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. That's how other people find this podcast and the message of hope and compassionate personal growth I'm hoping to spread to many more people just like you. You can find me on Instagram at Catherine Andrews and find out more about the Sunday Soother at thesundaysoother.com. You can also check out my services, courses, and coaching at CatherineDAndrews.com. Have a great day ahead.